This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Russians are intensifying the bombing of Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. Loud blasts thundered through Kyiv this morning. Ukrainian lawmaker Alex Goncharenko is in Kyiv. He says Russian President Putin is sending his military after civilians.
Our army is holding the ground. So he started to fight with unarmed people, with pregnant women like in Mariupol, with children, with just civilians who just live. So that's a genocide in 21st century in the middle of Europe.
Ukraine and Russia have agreed to more talks, but so far diplomacy has failed. International organizations are pleading for an end to the war.
From the UN,
Ukraine is on fire.
And the International Committee of the Red Cross.
Nothing short of a nightmare.
Secretary General Antonio Guterres and Director General Robert Mardini.
The country is being decimated.
It is really frightening.
Mardini tells the AP terrified Ukrainians are running out of food, water, medicine, shelter. They need help.
Whether a ceasefire or a combination of a ceasefire and safe evacuation of civilians is an absolute must.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
China is battling COVID outbreaks, tightening antivirus controls at ports after some electronics and auto factories shut down. This could disrupt trade, and it comes at a time when the global economy is already under pressure from Russia's war on Ukraine, surging oil prices, and weak consumer demand. By the way, the price of gas this morning here in the U.S., $4.31 a gallon on average. Police in D.C. say they've arrested a suspected gunman who's been stalking homeless men asleep on the streets of Washington and New York City. At least two people have been killed. This is AP News. Now to the border.
Border crossings from the Mexican city of Nuevo Laredo into the U.S. have reopened after being shut down briefly on Monday. Gunfire and burning vehicles forced U.S. officials to close the U.S. consulate in Nuevo Laredo and suspend southbound traffic from Laredo, Texas, into Mexico. The gunfire erupted late Sunday after the arrest of a leader of one faction of the Northeast Cartel. Suspected cartel members opened fire and hijacked and burned vehicles, apparently in retaliation for the arrest. There have been reports the U.S. consulate was hit by gunfire, but they have not been confirmed. I'm Mike Hempen.
House Democrats want an investigation into a U.S. Postal Service plan to replace old mail trucks with mostly gasoline-powered vehicles. The White House wants the fleet to go electric. These Democrats are on the House Oversight Committee. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.